life after life. Once, Sapphire took Jan to the Creator's laboratory. Former scientists, artists, and musicians gathered there and showed each other their discoveries and creations. Jan was fascinated with how the artists made paintings that were 3D, and they painted them simply with their imagination. And composers alone reproduced the music of an entire orchestra, also by simply imagining it. Even the new discoveries of scientists were immediately demonstrated in action, and so clearly modeled that Jan, who knew little about science, understood what was going on. When Professor Bed finished his speech about the possibility of changing the DNA code, Jan approached him and asked, "But why do we need all these discoveries here? After all, we do not have a physical body to apply your theory."
"Yes, of course, it is not applicable here. But I am working for those who remained on Earth to help them. It is so much easier for me to make my discoveries here. There is no need for funding, expensive devices, laboratory assistance, etc. Only my mind is enough. I can create whatever I want with my imagination. Plus, here it's much easier to find any information."
"I agree with you, Professor. But how will they know about your discovery on the Earth?"
"It's simple. I remember we did such a trick when we were still kids. The transmission of thoughts over a distance. I would choose a number from 1 to 9 in advance, and then approach someone and say, 'I am a great telepath. Here, think of one single-digit number, and I will tell you what you have thought of.' But in the brain, I kept focusing on my number. The person thought for a moment, and in most cases, they would guess my number. Because their brain was looking for what to guess, I would mentally repeat my number. Then I would just say it out loud, and many were surprised, thinking that I was truly a telepath. The same trick works with scientists, musicians, and artists. Therefore, they think on some topic. And if it is my discovery how to change DNA, I find the person and convey thoughts about my discovery to them as they are struggling to find an answer. The main thing is that a person thinks, looks for an answer, and is ready to receive the answer according to the level of their development and awareness. Then a person, like Mendeleev, may have a dream of a periodic table. Do you understand?"
"Yes, very interesting. Now I understand where everything on Earth comes from."
"No, not all, and not only from here, but the fact that everything on Earth comes from the celestial spheres and astral planes is true. In general, the influence of the afterlife world of the deceased on the world of people is enormous. Before I got here, I didn't realize it. Of course, besides us, there are demons who are also operating here as well as on Earth. That is why the situation on Earth is so complicated. At first, when I got here, I was lost and very sad that I could not communicate with my relatives as before. I did not know what to do. And now I have found myself. It turns out that there are so many opportunities here, including ways to help people. Previously, when I lived on Earth, the afterlife world seemed something gloomy, lifeless to me. But now I see that we are truly alive here. And there on Earth is the real afterlife, with its dullness, limitation, senility, and decay."
"Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones."